in the performance studio with Dan Blacksburg's Frelox Music and the All-Star Klezmer Band. Take it away. Wonderful. We just heard Bulgart Number 9, a traditional Philadelphia klezmer tune with Dan Blacksburg's Frelox Music and the All-Star Klezmer Band. Welcome, everyone.
Hi. Welcome. Thanks. It's good to be here.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
That was a great song, and I just wondered if for our audience, if one of you could explain in a nutshell what klezmer is.
What do you think? So I'm going to turn the microphone over to Philly's own klezmer trumpet legend, Susan Watts, to explain to you what klezmer is.
Well, klezmer is Eastern European Jewish folk music. And basically, what klezmer is to the life of a Jewish person is it's the music that they lived by. It's the music that followed them at ceremonies, meaning weddings and parties. It's the music that helped them walk down the street, a gazanigan. It's the music that made them cry in a wedding ceremony. It's the music that made them dance. It made them laugh. It's really the music that was the background to their living, to their life.
It's so joyful sounding. And that particular tune, Dan, you mentioned was traditional for Philadelphia. What makes that Philadelphia sound different from another klezmer type of sound?
Well, I think I'll actually just say something funny about the title. So this one you mentioned, it's Bulgar Number 9. Now, the thing about a tune called Bulgar Number 9, that's a little bit like saying, that's like Jig 7, so or like Sonata 2. Like, there's not really much to the name. We know this is a Philly song because we got it from a book of Philly wedding tunes from a guy named Harry Swerdlow. Is that correct, Susan? And I think there's a couple of funny features about it that I love. One, it's very, very up, in its emotional state. And the other thing is that there's this kind of marching band element to it. I think that it's kind of very straightforward. I think that there's something about, us Philadelphians, we don't beat around the bush so much. We like to keep things like simple and straightforward. And I think that, I don't know whether this tune comes from that element, but I sort of really relate to that. Susan, if you want to say more, because your family is a lot more deeper roots here.
Well, I think one of the things that makes Philadelphia klezmer music a little different is where the klezmer musicians came from. And I'm comparing it to New York klezmer. Of course, we all kind of came from the same place in Eastern Europe, but there was a concentration of Jews from Krivozer, which was in the Ukraine, in Philadelphia. As a matter of fact, there was a landsman organization for Krivozer people. And they came here, and I feel like the music from Philadelphia is closer to Eastern European folk music than the New York klezmer, which has more jazz elements in it in terms of the rhythm and the drumming.
Oh, that's fascinating, and it was certainly infectious to hear. I thought we could take a minute, Dan, for you to introduce every member of the band today.
Absolutely. So my name's Dan Blacksburg. I'm from West Philly, and I play the trombone. With me, we've got also Philadelphian Susan Watts. She's on trumpet, and she's going to sing for you in a little bit. And we've got Zoe Gigano on the bass. And over there on the end, well, for all you on the radio, is Christina Crowder on the accordion.
And you're going to be playing at the Philadelphia Museum of Art tonight for their Friday night series, a special Hanukkah celebration, lighting the menorah, playing music. There might even be a chorah or two.
Yeah, there's going to be some dancing, so bring your dancing shoes.
That'll be exciting, starting at 5 o'clock, and that presentation is co-sponsored by the Feinstein Center here at Temple University for Jewish American History.
That's right. Yeah, we're really excited to be bringing together Temple, Feinstein Center, and the Philly Art Museum for all this great Hanukkah celebrating.
So let's hear a Hanukkah tune, shall we?
Yeah. So this tune is a song called Dre Dreidel, which is spin dreidel. And anybody who's not familiar with a dreidel, it's a four-sided top that is conceivably used for gambling, although I'm not exactly sure how that works. And that is a game that you spin it on Hanukkah. And this is a tune by the great Chazan cantor, music star, Yiddish music star, Moshe Oysher. And we're going to hear some lovely Yiddish lyrics from Susan Watts. So let's give this a shot. This is Dre Dreidel.
Bring mir Bräuten, bring mir Wein, will mir alle Fehler sein. Ja, ba, 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 ja, ja, ja. Komm schön, lad das Fleisch und Fisch, und weis gedenkten Tisch. Ja, ba, ja, ba, ba, ba. Ob der Bruch ist schon gemacht, die Menore scheint der Prach. Ja, ba, 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 ja, ja, ja. Tönt so rein in jeden Flamm, schon gerennt in mich mein Stamm. Ja, ba, 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 ja, ba. Dreh, dreh, diddlum, diddlum, dum, dreh, dreh, diddlum, diddlum. Von zu Wuch von Hanneke ist alles bei mir geroten. Dreh, dreh, diddlum, diddlum, dum, dreh, dreh, diddlum, diddlum. Kommt die Wuch von Hanneke ist alles bei mir geroten. Jedes Licht, das hat er Sinn, es ermahnt mich, wer ich bin. Ja, bei, 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 bei. Die Menore, so ist verschint, alle sein in meine Flint. Ja, bei, 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 bei. Ab ich kurz im Ruf da rein, soll nie nicht gerecht sein. Ja, bei, 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 bei. Es ist ein großer Nestgeschehen. Ja, ba, ba, ja, ba. Dreh, dreh, diddlum, diddlum, dum, dreh, dreh, diddlum, diddlum. Kommt die Woche von Hanneke, ihr seid bei mir geruht. Yum, diddlum, diddlum, dum, dreh, dreh, diddlum, diddlum. Kommt die Woche von Hanneke, ihr seid bei mir geruht. Kommt zur Wuch von Hanneke, ist alles bei mir geroten. Dreh, dreh, diddlum, diddlum, dum, dreh, dreh, diddlum, diddlum. Kommt zur Wuch von Hanneke, ist alles bei mir geroten. Bring mir Bräutin, bring mir Wein, will mir alle fehlig sein. Ja, ba, 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 ja, 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 ja. Komm schön, langes Fleisch und Fisch, ohne wer's gedenkt den Tisch. Ja, ba, 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 ja, ja, ja. Hab die Brüche schön gemacht, die Menore schön der Pracht. Ja, ba, 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 ja, ja, ja. Zorn zum Sinn in jedem Flamm, schuld bin ich mir mit mein Stamm. Ja, ba, 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 ja. Kommt die Woche von Hanneke, ihr seid bei mir geroten. Dreh, dreh, diddlum, diddlum, dreh, dreh, diddlum, diddlum. Kommt die Woche von Hanneke, ihr seid bei mir geroten.
Fantastic. That was wonderful. If you're just joining us, I'm Deborah Lou Harder in the WRTI Performance Studio with Dan Blacksburg's Frelox Music and the all-star Klezmer Band. We just heard Dreh Dreidel, Spin Dreidel by Rabbi Moshe Oysher, one of my favorite names in all the world, I think. Susan Watts vocals. That was so great to hear that Yiddish. It was just beautiful.
Thank you.
So much fun. We were just talking about how Klezmer music is the music of Jewish life, Jewish celebrations like Hanukkah. But I have a question for Zoe and Christina at the end here. Do you have to be Jewish to play klezmer music well? Zoe?
Well, I'm not, I don't think I'm the one to judge if I'm playing it well or not.
She's doing great.
I'm not Jewish, and I've been playing klezmer for a couple years, and I'm just having a lot of fun doing my best doing it.
Thank you. And Christina, you're a klezmer scholar, I believe.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be asked to join a band in 1993 when I showed up in Hungary with a backpack and an accordion in my hands. Mm. And I was captivated by the music and what was happening in Eastern Europe around that time, and just kept going deeper and deeper. And I was have been fortunate enough to be able to continue to do research into the music and the connections between the different kinds of musics around Eastern Europe and Jewish and klezmer music.
So klezmer really started, I believe, in Eastern Europe back around the Middle Ages, and it developed from there?
Yeah, there's the first klezmer guild is established in Prague in the middle of the 16th century. And the klezmorim had a job to do, which was to play music for these celebrations, the simchas, the weddings, other events of Jewish life.
And this, the klezmorim, let me just break in, are klezmer musicians?
That's correct. That's correct. A klezmer originally, as originally understood, is a person.
Oh.
And the klezmorim are a bunch of klezmer musicians. And then in the 20th century, the later 20th century, we've come to call the music that they play klezmer music. And so this music, you know, played by the klezmorim, this guild profession, like a shoemaker or a goldsmith, spreads all over the territories where the Ashkenazic Jews lived. And it incorporated elements of the musics that surrounded it, but it, what makes it a unifying music for the whole area of the Ashkenazic lands is that it remains at its core a uniquely and specifically Jewish form of expression.
By that, do you mean that it incorporates Jewish prayer, Jewish cantorial singing,
perhaps? That's right. That's right. The tropes from the synagogue are incorporated and transformed from a vocal space into an instrumental space. But to a Jewish community and to the people who are listening to it, it imbibes that paraliturgical, the liturgical chants, but it also involves Yiddish gestures in music. And so it's not exactly like synagogue music, but it incorporates those elements.
Do you think that this aspect of the cantorial tradition, the spiritual part of klezmer music, gives it a certain depth beyond just celebration?
Well, you know, what I always feel is that there's nothing like klezmer music to make a minor tune, a tune that's in a minor key, feel very happy. Like the one that we just listened to, it's a pretty joyous tune in a minor key. You know, when you're learning your little classical music thing, they say like, oh, minor, you can recognize that when it's sad. But klezmer music, often you feel these things are flipped. So you can have a major tune that sounds very sad and a minor tune that sounds quite happy. So there's kind of always, for me, a mixture of things. There's sort of, you know, it's always sort of a both-and situation. It's in the past and it's in the present. Mm-hmm. It's a little nostalgic. It's a little forward-looking. It's a little Jewish. It's a little like Eastern European or jazzy or whatever kind of other elements that it has into it. And, you know, some people, when they ask us, because a lot of us teach this stuff all over the place, they ask us, well, is it this or is it this? And we go, yeah.
It's everything.
It's somewhere in between. It depends on where you are. It depends on who you're with. Mm-hmm. I think this is something that a lot of Jewish people can kind of recognize, especially if you're from Eastern European heritage. You can kind of recognize that it's sort of, it's a little bit of this, it's a little bit of that, you know?
Leave it a little bit up in the air and open to suggestion, maybe.
Yeah, and, you know, you got to make choices depending on where you are.
Well, I think it's time for one of these traditional tunes we were talking about from that Eastern European tradition, Mechatonim Tzum Tish, I believe you have.
Yeah, so this is a tune that one of its many titles, one of the things that you learn as you learn folk music, klezmer music, and maybe this is true of a lot of other folk musics, is that you can't rely on titles. You know, if you're in, you know, Eine Kleine Nacht music is just that, and there's no other pieces named that most of us would recognize, at least. But these titles, I have at least five different versions of this, and they all have different titles. But this is the one I like. And this one is a very old-style European tune. It's a Jacques, which is sort of like, it's a pretty crooked kind of meter. You know, it's notationally in three, but it doesn't really quite sound like that. So we're going to give you the Mechatonim Tzimtish, some old European klezmer.
Fantastic. That was a happy, sad piece. Has so many moods to it. If you're just joining us, we are in the WRTI Performance Studio with Dan Blacksburg's Freilachs Music, the All-Star Klezmer Ensemble. And I'll just again, Dan Blacksburg trombone, Susan Watts trumpet and vocals, Zoe Gigano bass, and Christina Crowder on accordion. Just again wanted to reintroduce you all, and that was absolutely wonderful. They'll be at the Philadelphia Museum of Art tonight at 5 o'clock for the Friday night series.
Yeah, so bring your dancing shoes,
because there will be some lively music later
that
evening.
Yeah, we're going to be joined by our good friend Steve Weintraub, who is a locally based but internationally renowned Yiddish dance leader and awesome guy. And so he'll be dragging you on your feet. So get ready.
Can I ask you, this music is so infectious and it definitely means so much to each one of you who are playing today. Where is klezmer being played the most? Is it being played in the community and throughout the country?
Yes, I would say so. You know, klezmer music was sort of music by Jews for Jews, at least those of Eastern Europe persuasion, for most of its history. Obviously, Jewish Eastern European Jewish culture, as anybody who's Jewish, has undergone some pretty massive changes, and one of which was coming to America in extremely large numbers. And for a long time, that tradition continued, you know, by Jews for Jews. If you're interested in the klezmer history of Philadelphia, there's actually a wonderful book, which I think is called The Klezmer History of Philadelphia or something like that, by Hank Isnetsky. Mm-hmm. And you can find out more, and there's possibly, I know you've interviewed him before,
yes,
right? Today, klezmer music has kind of gone up and down since the early 20th century, and today it's kind of back. I think it was sort of, people were describing it as returning for a long time. They talked about the klezmer revival. And I'm 35, and I started playing klezmer almost 20 years ago. And in the time that I've been playing it, it kind of went from a couple of transitions, one of which is that the main source of connection to the past, people who were in their 70s, 80s, 90s, are mostly not with us any longer. And so that's one big transition that makes it feel sort of a different new thing. And the other thing is that this sense of it coming back kind of ended, and now it's a sense of it's here. So in Philadelphia, both Susan and I have been doing a lot of work in bringing klezmer to different communities, both in the Jewish community and outside. And there's a thriving thing in Washington, D.C. There's a thriving community in Champaign-Urbana, Seattle. These things are really coming together in a lot of different ways. And of course, also New York and up in New Haven, right?
And in Berlin.
And in Berlin. Yeah,
in
actually,
Berlin,
that's true. Also across the pond. In Europe, Berlin is actually one of the central hubs of awesome klezmer musicians. There's so many amazing klezmer musicians who live there. And actually, right now, they're doing a week-long festival. I saw a video. There's probably about 300 people dancing to this music.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So it's a really thriving art. And I'd love to hear a modern klezmer piece. Do you have one?
Sure. We totally do. You know, people have... I'll just say a little bit about what klezmer is today. You know, you have many strains that have come out. And I think all of us have participated in kind of almost all of them. There's everything from things that are like mostly jazz with some klezmer influence to mostly klezmer with some jazz influence and everything in between. This is a piece that actually I wrote. It's called Zippers Freilachs. Freilachs is a type of dance, and it also is the Yiddish word for joyous. So this is Zippers Joyous. And this is a pretty old style sounding tune, but you know, I wrote it, so it's now a new piece.
And what does the zippers mean?
There, I don't know why it's called that.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll
it just
it
came
out.
It came out. So anyway, here's Zippers Freilachs. Right on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129,
fantastic. Dan Blacksburg's Frelox Music and the All-Star Klezmer Band, thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful show tonight at the Philadelphia Museum of Art starting at 5 o'clock. And that's co-presented, I wanted to mention again, by the Feinstein Center for American Jewish History at Temple University.
That's right. And the Philadelphia Museum of Art, we're really excited for that. We're excited to see all you there. And thanks so much for having us, and have a Freilichen Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.